Wisconsin is one of only 9 states that still taxes internet services, despite a federal ban on the practice. Chris LaRoe with the Wisconsin Telecommunications Association says it needs to stop.
The time has come for Wisconsin's proponents of this tax to realize what President Bush, President Clinton, Congress, and 41 other states have already realized, that taxing internet access is short-sighted public policy that creates disincentives for investment and innovation.
LaRoe says the tax contradicts one of Wisconsin's major goals of attracting high-tech industries to the state.
The millions of dollars the legislature and the governor have dedicated to making our great state attractive to growth industries in biotechnology and a multitude of other economic development initiatives will never realize their full potential if the tax on internet access continues.
The state has defended the tax, saying it predates the federal ban. Proposed legislation in the Capitol would stop Wisconsin from collecting it. The bill's being considered by the Assembly Committee on Energy and Utilities. Andrew Baggett, Wisconsin Radio Network.